from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mentioned during What's Trending the Olympics going on and
controversy.
Noah Lyles, fastest man in the world.
Man, that'd be a badass title.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
I, for one, you're going to be fastest guy at 6'10", and that felt good. Because I won the 40-yard dash.
Yeah, that's putting those two in. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said that.
Yeah.
I told you one of my favorite things to do is to be in rooms with like people who've accomplished real things and then try to make my small accomplishment a sad comparison. Because I once told Joe Carter he hit a home run in a championship game. As a reminder, Joe Carter hit a walk-off home run in the World Series to win it. Not a game. To win the World Series. So, yeah, anyway.
This would be like me saying I won a hot dog derby race. That means I could have won a 100-meter dash.
No, it wasn't going to happen. 100-meter, we'd all die before we got to the end. But, yeah, it's cool. We got the fastest man in the world on Team USA, and he won it. And yet, the only story that seemed to populate the timeline for about a 24-hour stretch is how this is a crime against judgment. Because in the photo, you can see two people's feet go over the line before him. People's heads go above the line before the guy who won, because the chip that reads when you cross is in your chest.
It's in the bib.
This is the stupidest controversy of all time. This is pretending that every single sprinter who has been in this event for decades doesn't know you lean with your chest. Them's the rules. Everyone knows it's not your foot crosses first. It's the bib.
Who's upset about this? I've seen it.
Now, other countries, obviously.
But that's what I'm saying is like, who in the United States?
No, we don't care.
Who in the U.S.?
People were calling for a change to the way that they determine the winner in the sport because of this.
No way.
Is this people? It was Jamaica finished second, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Is it people? Like, is that what it is? Is it country like Jamaica and others that are upset?
The first time in 20 something years, the world stage, you know, it is when there's controversy on, and I would say the 100-meter dash is what? One of the five premier events of any Olympics. That's one of the ones everybody tunes into, the 100-meter dash. It's a huge, you know, huge deal in the Olympics every year. And then people are just upset because the photo makes it look like he didn't win.
As long as nothing changed from how we've determined this for the last 20 years or whatever, which, you know, where we see everybody kind of lunge forward or lean forward at the end for the very reason you brought up. Like, as long as nothing changed in how we determined the outcome, then what's the issue? Now, if you want to talk long term, I guess, should there be a new conversation and that's what people want? Fine. But like, nobody had a problem with this 10 years ago.
That's part of the strategy.
That's part of how you run.
This is the
sport. It's all about the timer.
It's like knowing that you're supposed to jump for a rebound. Yeah, I mean, just that's the job.
When you were running junior high or middle school track and field, you lean at the finish line, you lean forward a little bit. Right?
Every race you lean. I've raced my cousins over the last week. We leaned.
On the beach?
Oh, yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Who won?
I did.
Oh, wow.
Someone says we should just bring back tape. Just have people holding ribbon at the end. Yeah, because that'll determine what just happened. Do you see how close that what did I say?
5/1000th of a second.
That ribbon's not working. So you have to have these. I mean, think about if you didn't have these monitors or whatever, sensors.
I think
that would have been it would have been probably a different winner.
You're still determining off of, at that point, just
off the chest, off eyesight.
Yeah, that's worse, in my opinion.
Now, I think this is, so it's, Sha'Carri obviously got silver, which is a little bit of a bummer.
Because she didn't get a good jump out of the blocks. To me, correct. It's the same thing. It's a, if you get a better jump, you win the race.
Agreed.
If you, like, it's, there's a reason why you run in stride the way you do, why you start, why you finish. All of this is part of the skill it requires to do the sport. Like, it's part of the strategy in the sport. Like, I couldn't believe that there were people like, maybe we should just change the way they count. I'm like, why?
You know how this is, though, man. Why? Like, in anything, why? We can't just enjoy the moment. Everybody's got to bitch and moan about something.
Someone
we can't
said
just
the Buffalo
enjoy
Bills
it
rule. We didn't win, so please change the rules, please.
No, but that's what I'm serious. Like, this goes with so many different things. People don't like the outcome of something, and it's like, you know, it's either we got to change it right away to make it fair for everybody to win because you're not happy with the outcome, or something's rigged or set up. In everything, like, can we just enjoy, especially in the United States, our guy won.
There is
our guy won.
USA. USA. I think sucking other countries.
Not that other winners don't matter, but this is the first American who went since Justin Gatlin back in 2004. But the fact, I don't know if you guys remember this, but when Noah Lyles was trending because of saying this. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When he was like, he was getting in the NBA, or he was getting on the NBA players and the NBA in general.
And he won. He backed it up.
I guarantee you, if he would have lost, it would have been just an onslaught of you're not like world champion of what it would have been, all of that. So I think there was a little bit of added pressure for him in a way because of the way that, you know, he handles his business and carries himself, that he had to get it done in a way too. So I think that obviously stands out, and not that there's any pressure on the U.S. to win gold, but if they don't win gold and Noah Lyles did, then he has a little bit of a foundation to stand on in regards to this argument. Or the argument that they shouldn't be called world champions?
I mean, it's tough because we do that because, again,
we do it for baseball and
we're
football
America,
too,
we
sure
do it for, like, any sport. I mean, it's not wrong in a lot of ways because the Olympics is the only true, like, you're the world champion. Man, you get to hold that thing for a whole year, don't you? Because if you win in the Olympics, you could lose a race next week if you know allows. And no one's going to be like, well, I'm the fast man in the world. No, you're not.
Always comes down to the
Olympic
world gold championships.
Yeah,
and
the
stuff.
World championships.
So. I think it should only be the Olympics. Every 4 years, he's the world's fastest man for 4 years. You got to hold it till somebody else takes a go. Maybe the world champ. So every 2 years, but you know.
Sure. I do think it was an interesting conversation, I guess, real quick before we go to break. One of the conversations we had while just hanging out was my uncle thinks that basketball in particular, but basketball, soccer, being in the Olympics takes away from watching the sports like track and field and water polo or gymnastics. Those carry more weight, but like rowing, like your appreciation.
Well, we're just gonna have the obscure sports because we like basketball.
Well, your appreciation for the Olympic sports, like basketball, takes away from that. Soccer, it doesn't. Getting a gold, and nobody looks at gold medals and says that's a reason why this player is such and such in the rankings or whatever. It's always NBA rings and titles, or soccer, it's always the World Cup, or golf, it's always the majors. Although it was an interesting conversation. Not that
remember,
they should go
though,
away, but
this is a worldwide event. So like we view
the NBA, the most popular sports.
The NBA is obviously global, but in the United States, we may have that feeling, but for, I'll just shoot, like Serbia or something, like for them, Olympic basketball, like that is their chance to have the pride and notoriety.
I don't, like, you know, like I don't think every
but
sport
never
can
win.
Be
like,
I don't think every
Serbian
sport can
players
be
go to the NBA. Like Nikola Jokic is not playing in Spain or in Serbia because
no, but they get to play. But they get to play for Serbia for the
it
Olympics.
Means something.
Yeah, and I look. I don't think every sport can just be the airsoft pistol guy from Turkey. A guy obviously was a former professional hitman.
Badass, man.
Oh, of course that guy was a badass. Somebody found some old photos of him in previous Olympics. Same thing. Everyone wearing all this comical stuff, and he's just like,
just lining up. Yeah, that was
cool.
There's plenty of showcase of these other sports. I mean,
sure. Yeah.
It's now more than ever. There's 8 different NBC channels finding a way to show you everything. I mean, I hate the delay stuff because we're watching something live. What is this? The men's steeplechase or whatever, which is absurd. 7 laps still to go. I don't know how these people do this,
look, he's breaking a sweat.
No, not at all. But in the evening, of course, it's on tape delay. That's why I can't wait for the summer games in LA. the next go around. Because then we'll be back. We'll be back to watching it live. There'll be actual drama. That's the one thing. This Olympics does not have drama. I already got a text earlier how Simone Biles did. Tonight, we're all going to watch what happened. We already know what happened.
But you could have watched it live, too, at least.
I did.
It's changed a little bit.
Right. Because but people are working. You know what I mean? Like, how many people at work are watching Simone?
We have TVs now. We're watching the steeplechase right now.
Yeah, but I don't know what's happening.
I did make
they
sure.
They just keep showing this guy in the pony, so I'm guessing he's the winner right now?
Well, no, he's the U.S. rep.
I did make sure, Saturday, because track and field is my thing. Like, like the swimming I got spoiled on and the gymnastics stuff. But Saturday and yesterday, I stayed away from my phone all day. I waited until at night
avoided
to watch.
It.
I avoided
there you go.
All social media. That was...
Smart.
It was a great race. I mean, it's as good as it gets on the world stage in the Olympics, you know, to have a... 0.005 of a second finish. It's crazy.
Drew was really locked into the pole vault as well after what happened the other day. He was definitely watching that very closely.
Can you imagine? He was like, hey, man, how did the Olympics go? I lost.
How'd you lose?
Penis at the bar.
Yeah. Couldn't help. Couldn't get out of the way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.